It's day 23 of our Advent series. We hope as you've been listening to this series that you've seen how angels come in many forms and in many ways, as did our guests. Today, the question is, what makes someone an angel? An act of heroism, a miracle, or even something simpler? First, we hear from Professor Patrick Mason, who spoke with us about how doubt can strengthen our faith back in episode 144.
My wife was pregnant with our fourth child, and she'd had a difficult pregnancy, and we were just into the third trimester. And we'd actually had some people that we barely knew invite us down to stay with them overnight. And I was going to give a talk in their home. They'd invited a few dozen people over. And right as the event was about to start, my wife started bleeding. And so she rushed to the hospital. We didn't know how serious it would be. So I was actually going to stick around and still give the talk. And right before starting, I texted her and I said, you know, how are you doing? And she said, you need to get here now. We had our three other kids with us. They were still pretty little at the time. And we turned to these people that we barely knew. And we just said, will you watch our kids? And without hesitation, they just said, yes, absolutely. And I rushed to the hospital. And my wife, it turns out that she had three separate life-threatening conditions all happening all at once. None of them had been picked up on by the ultrasounds. And things were very bad and going downhill fast. It was the longest night of our lives. The medical team there was absolutely incredible. One of the doctors who was herself very pregnant jumped up on the gurney at one point and was literally stopping my wife from bleeding. My wife died twice that night on the table, and they were able to bring her back. And we've talked to lots of medical professionals, and they say that is absolutely nothing short of a miracle. There's no way that they should have been able to save her. The entire team was given an award, a system-wide award, because of their heroism. And these people that we left our kids with, who we barely knew, they gave them the time of their lives. Our kids still remember going for donuts for breakfast and going to the beach and going for McDonald's and these amazing people just who've become sort of like adopted godparents to our kids have just protected them and put them in a bubble around the kind of trauma that their mom was experiencing. And so that was just a time when we absolutely saw angels from these people who took care of our kids to the medical team who committed their expertise and their very best efforts in partnership with heaven to save my wife's life. It was the hardest night of our life, but we made it through because of these angels.
Finally, we have Melissa Dalton Bradford, a childhood friend of mine and co-founder and former executive director of the global nonprofit, Their Story is Our Story, Giving Voice to Refugees. We first spoke with her in episode 46.
We were in the middle of an international move from France to Germany, and exactly that same week, we sent our eldest child off to university in the States. And the first week that he was at university, that he was involved in a water accident where he was trying to save the life of a drowning classmate. And in the process, that classmate survived, and our son, Parker, is his name. He lost his life. He was knocked out underwater, was never fully revived, and was in a coma for 36 hours. And we were able to gather that it was clear that there was no brain activity at all. And so we were faced with that horrific, excruciating decision to turn off life support. And we were there as a family when he took his last breath. And it was there where the universe kind of folded in on itself. And that is where inspired, everyday, incredible human beings clumsily but divinely did the best they could. And they were our angels. At the scene of the accident itself, there was a student. I'm just calling Jake. And he had just received the priesthood just a week or two before, and he'd never given a blessing. And when they dragged our boy lifeless and out of the water, they looked around among all of these students that were there, they said, who has the priesthood? Who has the priesthood? And Jake sort of sheepishly raised his hand and said, I do, but I've never done anything with it before. And he put his hands on Parker's lifeless face, on his body, and he expressed love to him. And he said, just hold on. We love you. We're going to get help. We're going to get help. The students immediately drove to the closest house where a mom and a son were just sitting, having their evening meal. And they burst in, these students burst in through the door and said, we need help. Our friend is not breathing. This mother and son, think of this. They just happened to be EMTs. They bolted out of their house and got in their truck and drove to this place and started doing CPR on their son. And the woman, who didn't know my son, she didn't know me, she stayed with him when the ambulance came, went all the way with him until they got a heartbeat going. When they finally got to the ICU, there was a young nurse there. I saw her once. I looked outside of the room when I had arrived and I saw her quietly leaning against the wall and crying. Just the sight of another person wiping away tears for my sorrow was incredibly comforting, to know that somebody else feels a measure of this pain that I'm feeling. Maybe that's what angels do best. They say, I sorrow with you. And then they also say, do not fear. Fear not, because I'm going to stay with you. And people did that. If I could speak to each of these people, my message would be simple. And it would be, thank God for angels like you.
Many thanks to Professor Patrick Mason and Melissa Dalton Bradford for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturdivant.